1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 7:51. I'm joined now by State Representative-elect Stephen Meskers. And good morning, Stephen. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing okay. Thanks very much for joining us. First Thursday of the month. Usually you're on the second Thursday, but let's talk about, as we head to your being sworn in next week, committee assignments. Have you received them yet, and what are they?
Well, it's pretty good that you asked me today, because I was notified yesterday of my committee assignments. So the committees I'll be sitting on are aging, of which I have, you know, concerns about how we are taking care of our senior citizens. I'll be on energy and technology, which I think on the regulatory environment there and green energy, I have a lot of interest in that. And I was thrilled to hear that I was going to be on finance, and I've been appointed vice chair of the committee on finance and bonding.
Okay, good. So those were all committees that you'd requested?
They are. I had a number of committees. The difficulty on our side, obviously, was that there was a fairly substantial switch in the delegation. I don't mean our delegation. I mean overall of Democrats to Republicans. So there were something on the order of 20-some-odd additional representatives. So the number of committees didn't increase, but the number of representatives on the Democratic caucus increased. So balancing that became somewhat of an issue.
All right. What are your thoughts as you next Wednesday you'll be sworn into office and we'll take the elect away from your name? What are your thoughts as you head into their first term?
Well, the first term is going to be a learning term. Sitting on appropriations, which is, or bonding and finance, is one of the most important. The two most significant committees are appropriations and bonding and finance. So appropriations are the, if you will, the expenditures, and bonding and finance are the revenue side of the equation. And having worked on Wall Street, I'm pretty excited to be appointed on the vice chair on that. It'd be a fair amount of responsibility figuring out how we balance our tax situation, how we rationalize any tax credits, and waiting for the numbers that will come out in January. And then again, I think in April, which will be giving us an insight into what the revenue side of the state looks like in terms of, since income and capital gains are about 50% of the revenue structure, I'll be interested to see what it looks like on and how we're situated this coming year on balancing our budget, which was a tough exercise last time.
And you know, kind of piggybacking on that, is the state comptroller has come out with the, you know, saying now that the state's going to finish with a $242 million budget surplus. How much do you read into that? Is that something that in June is going to be 242, or is it very fleeting?
That's an argument that you'll hear both sides on. It's really going to depend on general employment levels, but a fair portion of that, I think it's 10 to 15% of that, of the revenue side is from capital gains and dividends. So depending on what happens, you know, we've seen some significant 10-plus percent correction in the stock market. It's not clear to me yet how much of this was related to the tax reforms that came through on the federal level and what kind of capital gains we'll be looking at this year going forward. There was a sunset provision, I think it was 10 years on hedge funds to bring back revenue. And that may have been part of that surplus of the 242. So I'm a little more cautious and less optimistic about what the revenue side is going to look like this coming year.
All right. And, you know, as we mentioned, we half an hour ago, we talked to CBIA's Peter Joy, economic advisor there, about how a lot of people left the state again. We're third highest percentage. So people are leaving Connecticut also.
Well, I mean, if they were suffering, you know, there's two trends on that. You hear that from CBIA and you hear that from other groups. Part of that is demographics. I just got off the phone and spoke with someone from one of the higher education, and we're also losing, in terms of education, the pool of college graduates. And it's not we're losing them to other states, is that the entire population of the Northeast has started to shrink. Now, in Connecticut, with the lack of new companies, there's probably some play involved in that and people leaving the state. But I think most of it is going to be related to demographics. Now, on the side of, I think what's important is the environment for the hedge funds, environment for the finance industry, which has been difficult across the tri-state area. I want to make sure that we aren't losing an inordinate amount of people who are on the high income brackets, because obviously the revenue from income taxes is an important source for the state. So it's a delicate balance. I'm not sure that the numbers are as significant as CBI would lead you to believe.
Well, those are numbers from the Census Bureau. CBI actually, Peter Joy's take was that that we are, I think he called it white hair, a lot of aging out also. But
that's good to hear, because that's exactly what I think is going on, but I want to make sure I'll be watching that.
All right, great. Well, what are kind of your emotions going to be next Wednesday? As you know, there's a lot of stuff to kind of drink in as you take office under any circumstances, but as all these things we've just talked about.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited about it. I've been out visiting a lot of different companies. I've got a couple of meetings set up for today as well. So the groups that are lobbying are both special interests and a lot of the nonprofits as well. There's a lot of good work that's being done in the state. I want to get a feel for what the state is involved in and what the private sector is involved in to make sure that we deliver good services. And I want to make sure that we handle the revenue side so that we're not, if you will, scaring people away from the state, too. I want to make sure that the state maintains a solid position in education and that our aging, and that we take care of our seniors well. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of activity in Greenwich with nonprofits there that I'm very interested in. And on the bonding and the revenue side, I want to make sure that our tax structure makes sense, that it's not driving people away, but it's the most efficient tax system, too.
All right, great. State Representative-elect Stephen Meskers, my guest, thanks very much. Happy New Year again, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right, well, take care. Thank you so much.
Okay. State Representative-elect Stephen Meskers, he'll be joining me on the second Thursday of each month that he switched with State Representative Libby Florin, who will be on with me next Thursday. WGCH Newsletter time is 7:58. Traffic and weather together in 30 seconds.